Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, thanks for joining us here on Studio Classroom. Hopefully you're ready to express yourself. We're talking about one way you can do that.
Yeah, we sure are, and this is something that has become a trend in recent years. And it's something that I enjoy as well. We're talking about small accessories, big style, the rise of bag charms.
All right, if you don't know what that means, that's all right. We'll talk all about it today as we learn together. Let's jump into our first reading.
Small accessories, big style. The rise of bag charms. Meet the fashion item you never knew you needed. This year's hottest fashion statement isn't a jacket or a shoe. It hangs from your bag. What may come as a surprise is that these accessories are really nothing new. They have a long history in cultures around the world. People in ancient Egypt and the Roman Empire carried small objects for protection. Attached to bags, belts, or clothing, they also showed the user's status. In ancient China, jade pendants tied to belts or bags were symbols of health, luck, and moral virtue.
Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 protection 这个名词，意思是保护、防护。譬如 ，wearing a crash helmet provides protection during bike rides and helps prevent injuries in the event of an accident. 骑自行车时戴安全帽能提供保护，并在发生意外时避免受伤。与 protection 相关的形容词是 protective。意思是保护的或防护的，它也常用来形容对某个人非常保护。譬如 ，The dog was very protective of the children and stayed close to them while they played outside in the yard. 这只狗非常保护孩子们，当他们在院子里玩耍时，它总是紧紧跟在旁边。副词呢是 protectively， 意思是保护的、防卫的。譬如。Lucy held her bag protectively during the crowded train ride and stayed alert to avoid losing her belongings. Lucy 在拥挤的火车上时时紧握着她的皮包，时刻保持警觉，以免丢失她的财物。
There are so many choices that we have when we're deciding what to wear. Many of those things are very practical.You might wear a hat to keep the sun out of your eyes, or a belt to keep your pants up. But other things are just for fun.
The things you mentioned are very useful, but what we're talking about today is not so useful, but it is a great way to express your personality. I think that's why our lesson begins by saying, meet the fashion item you never knew you needed.
Anne-Marie, I definitely never knew that I needed this.
I have thought about needing this before, and it is something that my kids really enjoy.
Let's talk about it. This year's hottest fashion statement isn't a jacket or a shoe, it hangs from your bag.
I have certainly seen all kinds of things hanging from people's bags recently. What may come as a surprise is that these accessories are really nothing new. They have a long history in cultures around the world.
And that is true for a lot of trends. We might think they're brand new, but actually they have some history to them. People in ancient Egypt and the Roman Empire carried small objects for protection.
And we learn a little bit more about where people put these small objects. Attached to bags, belts, or clothing, they also showed the user's status.
They showed the user's status. Your status is your position or level, often in society. It will affect how people treat you.
Exactly. Here's a way we could use status in a sentence. His status in the company is high. And we see here that in ancient times, what you had attached to your person could affect your status.
Yeah, and also offer some protection, potentially. Well, in ancient China, jade pendants tied to belts or bags were symbols of health, luck, and moral virtue.
Okay, we've seen the word charms already, and now we're taking a look at a related term. It's that word pendants. A pendant is a jewelry piece that's often worn on a necklace.
For example, a person might collect beautiful pendants with many different colors.
In our article, we see that these pendants were tied to belts or bags, and they could represent different things.
Like health, luck, or moral virtue. Let's talk about that last one. Virtue is a good quality or moral behavior that a person has.
And there could be different virtues. For example, honesty is an important virtue.
If you're a person with a lot of good moral virtues, we might describe that person as virtuous.
That's a great point. So, when I think of bag charms, I often think of fluffy things or popular characters that are on people's keychains or bags, but it sounds like what was put on ancient bags or belts were quite different.
Yeah, these were, they represented a lot of different things. They weren't just fun to look at, they signaled things to the people around them.
I do think that modern keychains or charms can also signal status, Garrett. I think a lot of these things that people are putting on their bags are worth a lot of money, or they're very popular characters. I think of things like last year's Labubu. Those things were quite expensive and hard to get, so some people might say they were a status symbol.
All right, well, I am learning a lot in this lesson already because I really don't know much about this. And I don't really use these.
Yeah, that's okay. I think a lot of people out there do, and it is a good opportunity to at least learn some of the English words we can use to describe these bag charms. Let's keep going right now with our next reading.
Small accessories, big style. The rise of bag charms. In South Korea and Japan, in the 2010s, charms took on a new role. They became playful accents attached to cell phones, bags, and everyday items. Since then, charm culture has spread around the world, becoming an expressive detail that connects different cultures with modern personal style. Today, bag charms express personal identity for some, while others wear them simply as a decoration.
Charlie has an expressive face and shows every feeling clearly when he talks, laughs, or listens to stories. Charlie 的表情丰富，他说话、大笑或听故事时，脸上都能清楚呈现每一种情绪。名词呢是 expression， 意思是表情、表达。譬如 ，Patty's stunned expression at her surprise party made everyone laugh because she rarely gets surprised.Patty 在惊喜派对上那副吃惊的表情让每个人都笑了起来，因为她很少被吓到。Expression 字尾如果加上 L-E-S-S, expressionless 的意思呢就是面无表情的。譬如 The manager remained expressionless during the meeting even when others argued loudly. 在开会时，即使其他人大声争论，经理也始终面不改色。
Alright, friends, we're learning about this big trend, bag charms. These aren't just a new thing, but have been used in some form since ancient times. Now, let's talk about the present day.
All right, we're not quite up to the present yet, Garrett. We're talking about the 2010s.
Oh, that's not that long ago.
Not that long ago, but things have changed since then. Let's find out how. In South Korea and Japan in the 2010s, charms took on a new role. They became playful accents attached to cell phones, bags, and everyday items.
All right, accents.Like a British accent or a French accent.
No, this word means something different here. We're talking about small decorative items added to make something look more attractive or stylish.
For example, she added gold accents to the dress. Now, adding accents to something doesn't change the whole thing, it just adds little elements.
This reminds me of something that you just mentioned to me right before we started filming. Those charms that you can put on your Crocs.
Yeah, those...
You could say those are accents.
Absolutely. Crocs, those shoes with lots of holes in them. I believe they also sell fun little things, in all shapes and sizes that you can put into them.
They're like little charms that you can decorate your shoes with. Those are a type of accent.We see another term in this sentence that we need to talk about. It's everyday items.
All right, everyday items are just normal things that you use daily. They're not fancy and they're often quite practical.
Yeah, everyday items could be things like keys or your cell phone case. It's something that you use every day. Now, I have to say, Garrett, this is the time when I first came to Taiwan, back in the 2010s,And I did have a charm on my cell phone at the time. My cell phone was more like a brick and it was quite thick. And there was a little hole at the top where I attached a little dragon. So I know exactly what the article is talking about here.
All right, they were becoming popular. Since then, charm culture has spread around the world.
Okay, so we're finding out here that these accents or keychains have a very specific culture called charm culture. This is the popular trend of using decorative charms on various items to express personal style.
Here's another sentence with that term. Charm culture lets people show their personality through small decorations. You could use this in a different way, something culture,to describe the current trend of something becoming popular.
Yeah, if there's a big group of people that do that thing or that activity, you could say something culture to describe that group.
Okay, so it has spread around the world, becoming an expressive detail that connects different cultures with modern personal style.
Personal style, friends, is your own way of dressing or doing things. It's unique to just you and tells others who you are.
Many people have a unique personal style. They don't dress or look the same as the people around them. That's how they express themselves.
So we talked about putting charms on belts and on bags. We've talked about putting charms on cell phones as well.That is something people still do now, but it seems like most people these days put these bag charms on their bags. Bag charms express personal identity for some, while others wear them simply as a decoration.
All right, so people have different motivations for how they use these bag charms. Friends, do you have a bag charm on your bag?
My kids all have bag charms on their bags, and I've noticed that when we're out and about going places together, they often point out bag charms on other people's bags. They could be the same as the ones that they have, or they could be ones that they think are cute or exciting. It's kind of like a conversation starter, and you can learn things about people based on what they put on their bags.
That is very fun.I do think it's interesting that we talked about when and where these started to become popular. In the 2010s, in South Korea and Japan. These days, it feels like a lot of these trends do start in Asia.
Yeah, it is very true. A lot of the trends we see coming out into the world might start in Asia. I know that as someone who has grown up in America, we often consider Asian culture to be very cute and fun. So it makes sense that bag charms would come from a culture that celebrates things like that.
Absolutely. We will celebrate it some more in just a moment. But first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Take on a new role. Last fall, the drama club needed a new director because the old one moved away. I had only acted in small parts before, but I raised my hand and said, I'll take on the new role. Suddenly, I was in charge of auditions, rehearsals, and many other things. It was scary at first, but step by step, I figured it out. And opening night was a huge success. Take on a new role means to accept or begin a different responsibility, job, position, or part in a group or situation. We use it when someone changes what they do, often by choice or necessity. For example, when the team captain got injured, Sarah took on the new role and led us to the finals. Or after college, my brother took on the new role of being the family chef, and now his pasta is legendary. Here are more similar phrases. Step into a role feels a bit smoother and often implies sliding into it naturally. For example, she stepped into the role of class president and organized the best school dance ever. Assume a role sounds a little more formal, like officially taking it on. For example, the substitute teacher assumed the role of math tutor and helped everyone pass the test. Taking on that director role taught me I could handle more than I thought. Sometimes a new role feels like wearing shoes that are too big at first, but you grow into them. Change can be scary and fun all at once. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Small accessories, big style. The rise of bag charms. From ancient symbols to modern accessories, bag charms have always carried personal meaning. Used for protection, luck, or style, they show how traditions from the past can survive and evolve in everyday life.
The meaning of the movie became increasingly unclear as we watched. 随着我们继续观看这部电影，它的含义变得越来越模糊。Meaning 字尾加上 ful 就变成形容词 meaningful， 意思呢是有意义的。譬如 ，Paul gave his parents a meaningful gift by writing a heartfelt letter that expressed his gratitude for their support and guidance. Paul 送给他父母一份情意深长的礼物，他写了一封诚挚的信，信中感谢他们的支持与引导。Meaningful 的反义词是meaningless， 意思是毫无意义的。譬如 ，without context， the random numbers seemed meaningless， and no one could understand what message they were intended to convey。若没有上下文，这些随机数字似乎毫无意义，也没有人能理解他们究竟想传达什么讯息。That's all for today's Language Lab， 我们下次见。
Right, so these bag charms have become this big trend. Let's talk about their situation today.
Okay, we read here, from ancient symbols to modern accessories, bag charms have always carried personal meaning. Let's talk about what we mean when we say ancient symbols.
Okay, these are old signs with special meanings, maybe even from thousands of years ago.
For example, ancient symbols might appear on jewelry.
Okay, so from ancient symbols to modern accessories. These are current fashion items that could be popular things like certain kinds of bags or jewelry.
Many people enjoy adding modern accessories to the staples in their closet. They might have something plain and simple that they wear from year to year, but by adding modern accessories, they can add to their personal style.
Well, bag charms have always carried personal meaning, used for protection, luck, or just style. They show how traditions from the past can survive and evolve in everyday life.
We see two great terms here that we have to talk about, Garrett. The first one is that word survive. If something survives, it means that it stays alive even in difficult conditions.
You might talk about plants surviving in a really dry area. That would be very literally surviving and not dying. But we can also use this to talk about trends.
We do say that trends die, just like that plant, Garrett. So sometimes trends go on for a while and then eventually they're gone. But this trend survived and it evolved.
Okay, if something evolves, it develops and changes over time.
Here's another example. Technology continues to evolve.
Well, friends, it is time now for us to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 what may come as 加名词加动词的句型，它用来表达可能被视为什么什么的事物。来看课文的这一句， What may come as a surprise is that these accessories are really nothing new.令人意外的是，这些配件其实一点都不新奇。其中 what 引导的名词子句作为整句的主词， come as 表示以什么什么的形式出现，或视为什么什么。通常搭配的名词有 surprise, shock 或 relief， 而主要子句用 be 动词和 that 子句说明造成该反应的事物是什么。来看例句， What came as a relief was that the medical test results were all negative. 令人欣慰的是，医疗检查结果都是阴性。
Friends, we've come to the end of our lesson, and you know what that means. Let's take a look at today's talk about it question. Do you think bag charms are an effective way for people to express their personal style?
You know what? I'm going to say yes. They are very effective. They're things that you carry around on your bag all the time. That means many people can see them quite easily. And because they're small, you can change them out and show or express something different each day.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed putting bag charms on my kids' backpacks for school. We have those special little plastic cases that look like a clear backpack to keep them clean. I found the plush ones can get pretty dirty.
Oh, that makes sense. And they're probably not too easy to wash.
Not too easy. But what about you, friends? Do you enjoy bag charms? Do you have any keychains hanging off your keyring or from your backpack? This is a great thing you can talk about in English.
Absolutely. Let us know what kinds of charms you're using.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.